Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to International Pink Beanie Day.
Wait, what? I've worn this many times before.
Yeah, no, but we were at the cafe this morning and one of the baristas yelled, "I love the beanie, man." And you know the whole compliments are secret digs. Yaz turned around and gave him a death stare.
I don't think it's a dig.
I didn't give him a death stare. I didn't know what he said.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. And then I had to explain. And then he was happy about it. But no, it actually looks good on you.
But I don't think compliments are digs, by the way. I don't think they are.
I also think he was gay and cracking on to me.
that's normal for you, isn't it?
That's the honest truth.
That's normal for you, though. A lot of gay men crack onto you, Yaz.
Yeah.
They do.
I don't know why. I don't give off like feminine gay energy, do I? Well, come on. What's this awkward silence?
No, hold on. There's nothing wrong with that type of energy.
No, I know. No one said that.
Yeah, and you do give off feminine energy.
Yeah.
But not in a bad way. It's just like...
You're flamboyant.
You're flamboyant. Perfect word.
Do you know what... No, I'm not flamboyant.
You are a bit flamboyant. But
yes, you were twerking at the fact that I have to wear a camel suit.
I was twerking.
You were twerking. Mind you, guys, I'm still waiting on a camel suit. If anyone has a camel suit out there listening, watching right now, please DM us. I need the camel suit. I have to wear it. I lost the bet.
You'll get your camel suit. Back to me being flamboyant for
a second. You were twerking.
What do you mean twerking?
You said dance with me. I got up and I started thrusting. And you started twerking on that side of the desk. You did, Nisha, didn't you?
Oh, you mean off camera.
Off camera, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You guys were dancing. Well, I don't know why Keane was dancing because he lost the bet.
Yeah, but whenever someone says dance with me, I have to. I have no choice.
What about a gay guy got upset with me once because I said that he has feminine energy?
There's nothing wrong with feminine energy.
Yeah, but why did he get upset with me? Do they not know they have feminine energy?
Well, some do, some don't.
I'd say majority do.
Well, no, I've met quite a few that don't have feminine energy.
Do you know who I met the other day? Yeah. I went down to a cafe in the city, right? And I think he was the barista or behind the counter, whatever the hell he was.
Yeah.
This big, like bikey looking bloke, mm-hmm. like massive, roided up, tatted head to toes, got a beard, a bald head.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, if this guy's making coffees and not like robbing somewhere right now, I'm so confused, right?
Right.
Yes, I'm titling people.
Yeah, I was like, it's the biggest stereotype.
Anyways, and I was like, what the hell? Anyways, and like he saw me waiting at the thing. So he comes up and then he goes, he's like, "Hey, gorgeous, what can I get for you?" And I was like, what the fuck? I was
unexpected.
Unexpected, blown away.
Yeah.
But once again.
Blown away.
Feminine energy. Don't go there.
What do you mean by blown away?
You tell me. He'd bite your cock off, that one. I'm not lying. I'm not joking. He needs protein, that bloke.
Well, yes, this is already cancelled. Keane, Yaz of Nisha, like, share, subscribe as we go on the journey to be the biggest podcast in the country and then the world, everybody.
And then the universe.
Yes, that's right. Today's show, we are covering, I watched this doco the other day. I have to bring it to the table on romance scams. Have you guys actually heard of any type of romance scams?
No.
The Tinder swindler.
The Tinder swindler. Yeah. But like this one is like, I'll explain it in much more depth in a sec, but this is just, it blew my mind, the intricacy and the groups of people that are performing these scams and how much money they're making. So we'll touch on that. Mm. And Nisha, you wanted to bring baby names to the table.
Yeah, I do, because every girl knows they have a list of baby names, or a lot of girls do that I know, have a list of baby names on their phone, but I have a conundrum with it, which I want to bring to the forefront. I wonder why
the whole baby name situation's coming up with you, Nisha. Maybe we'll find out something there.
I think all girls have baby name lists.
Yeah, they do.
Like, I remember girls in school having baby name lists. Like, it was weird.
Yeah, I've had my baby name list for like, I want to say 10 years. Like, literally, I've had a baby name list 10 years, like when I hit 20.
Mm. How long have you been married for?
10 years.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, so as soon as you got married.
Sorry, we've been married for 5 years, but together for 10 years. Sorry.
Can I borrow someone's charger too, just before we continue? My laptop's about to die.
Yeah, there you go. You can take that. All right, we'll hit the intro and then Yaz will put the charger in.
Already cancelled. Already cancelled. Already
cancelled. Yaz is all...
Kind of, almost.
Here we go.
No, it's stuck on the... There we are. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We are on to the races.
Yaz is all charged up and we are not talking feminine energy. We are talking the laptop. Mm. Romance scams. Guys, I know, Yaz. Have you ever been scammed via in a romantic way, Yaz?
Or have you done the scamming?
No, I've never.
I don't take Yaz as a scammer.
No.
But I take Yaz as someone that might get scammed from in the form of romance.
Well, you think I'm going to fall for someone's bullshit?
Yeah.
No, the closest I've ever gotten to a scam is probably being catfished.
No.
Have I shared the story with you guys? Yeah, I have.
I'm pretty sure I have.
When were you catfished?
Oh, I matched with this little hottie on Tinder when I lived down in the South Coast. I was lonely. I had no friends and family around. I was bored. I was like, yeah, I'll jump on Tinder. Jumped on Tinder, matched with this little cutie. I was like, oh yeah, she's cracker. She seems keen, whatever. And she's like, we should hang out tonight. I said, damn right we should hang out tonight. And she's like, I'll pick you up. And I was like, that's a bit different, but I'll allow it. So she came to pick me up. And I should have picked up the warning signs when I came outside and her suspension was kind of like, her car was leaning to one way. I was like, what the fuck's wrong with this girl's car?
Yes.
And then I realized that she weighed about 130 kilos. No, like, look, I wouldn't joke about this and I'd never make fun of someone's weight, but when you're selling something online and you're telling me you look
don't
like-
say when selling, that's such a terrible way to say that.
It's false advertisement. When you're telling me that you're this blonde, 70 kilo looking chick with a belly ring. Yes, she had a belly out. This is how much of a catfish she was. And then you want me to jump into your Corolla and you can barely fit in the fucking driver's seat. I'm going to make fun of you on this show.
Hold on for a second.
So yes, I got catfish.
Was the photo.
Where did you guys go?
McDonald's. We went to McDonald's.
Whose idea was this?
Well, the McDonald's was my idea after we got in the car.
Oh, you're terrible.
I was like, hey, like, listen, I'll be honest with you. Can we just like be casual and just go like drive for Macca's or something? And she got really excited. It wasn't a bad thing. She's like, yeah, I love McDonald's. I love McDonald's. I'll go there. So we went. I ordered a frozen Coke because I fucking lost my appetite. That's all I could have. She went and ordered like a family meal for herself.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, stop.
You're digging here, brother.
Yeah.
No, listen, like as you can tell, I'm actually angry at this. Okay, every time I reminisce on it, I got catfished. It's not a nice feeling.
But was it the same girl in the photo? It was a different-
No. I think it was the same girl. I don't know what she went through.
She just might've went through something and put on some weight.
Yeah, she went through a lot of fucking food. That's what she went through.
Oh, yes. Hold on. So, okay, you made a go to Macca's and then it's not that funny, Kian. I'm laughing at
how much he doesn't give a shit right now.
I know. You.
Really. Why would I care? She catfished me. Like, it's not my problem. It's her problem.
Yeah, but
I will never make fun of a fat person. I just wouldn't. But the fact that you told me you weren't fat and then you turned out to be
she
fat.
She didn't say that. She didn't say I'm not fat.
She made it worse. She said this is what I look like.
Here's the question then. If she was exactly how she was in real life in the photo, would you have still gone on the date?
Would you still have taken her to Macca's?
I wouldn't have matched with her in the first place. Not my type, but I'm sure someone out there enjoys 130 kilo women as people have their preferences.
So you're saying that women shouldn't take photos in certain angles and like-
It was not a certain angle.
Okay, hold on, I'm so confused. Was she like significantly smaller in the-
Ridiculously smaller. Oh, I wish I still had Tinder to show you.
So it was a photo from like what she would have been, let's say a few years ago.
It must have been from like, okay, let's say she would have been probably maybe 24 years old, 25 years old. This was a photo of her when she was probably 18, 19.
Okay, I see your point.
And she was pretty good looking back in the day. Like I feel bad for her.
Well, she could lose, she could, well, she, it's her choice, I guess, what she wants to do with her.
Well, no, it shouldn't be. I get it. Your choice, my body, my choice.
No, but she should be healthy. 100%.
But that's what I'm saying. We can't promote unhealthiness. She was definitely unhealthy.
I completely agree with that. At the end of the day, facts are facts. You should be healthy. I do agree with that. But in saying that, she might have gone through something. You never know what the time span is.
You know what she said to me after we went back to mine? What? Obviously, we didn't go back to mine, but she had to drop me back off.
Yeah.
So, like, we went Macca's. Yeah. I still hung out with her. I'm the nice person. I'm not going to like-
Yeah, well, she's a person, so-
Yeah, well, some people would have went back into the house and we're like, nah, fuck that.
You know what I mean? That's mean. That's bad form.
Anyway, so goes to drop me off and she's like, are you not going to invite me inside? And I was like-
Not enough food in the pantry? Nah, Jake. That's sad.
Yeah, it is sad.
I've been holding back.
What I said was worse, to be honest, but we won't go there.
Yeah.
So good luck getting through the door. But I didn't say that. No, I literally said to her, I was like-
Just go.
I was like, nah. I said, you're just like, I just met you. I can't invite you inside. I had to play that card.
We're going to get so much hate for this conversation.
No, we're not. I got catfish. I am the victim. She's not the victim. She might be the victim now, but she definitely wasn't the victim on the night.
This is a tricky situation because look, this is all I'll say is that obviously if you're in a dating site and you're putting a photo of yourself however many years ago that's false to what you look like now, I can see how that can cause an issue, especially if someone's trying to match with you based upon looks and preferences,
you know,
right?
You know what we call that? What? Fraud. Jail time. No, no, no. There should be like legality around dating websites and right. falsifying yourself. There really should be. Jail time. Lock her up.
We don't have to worry about
it. Massive fucking cell.
Wow. You don't have to add that in there. See, that's mean. That's bullying.
Oh, no. I'm just going to have that laugh replay and people are going to capture it and they're just going to tell me off.
Be nice about it, you know? Yeah. Anyway.
Any shape or size, you're beautiful on the inside.
No, they're usually not. That's
however,
the problem.
However, if you're doing the thing where you're lying and all that stuff, just be yourself and your soulmate, your match will come to you.
Yes.
Don't have to put your change yes. yourself and change what you look like just for someone else.
Yeah.
Be yourself, your match will come to you.
Correct. Exactly. Now talking about romance scams.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. That's sort of a scam, sort of.
Yeah.
There is a whole nother level to this though. Yeah. And it's worldwide global stuff. I watched this doco on the National Geographic channel on YouTube. And it was about this girl that went into, I can't remember what country. Now, I think it was an African country. And what they do is they target people over in America
yeah.
And all like westernized countries. So they contact via Facebook and other social media apps and they start discussions.
Mm-hmm.
And they essentially say, yeah, I'm from the Western country, but I'm over in Ghana. And I'm doing some humanitarian work or I'm doing some, you know, all these other different types of works that's yeah. pulled me over there. And then they start to develop this relationship and they obviously say the right things, say the right words.
And they're obviously targeting really lonely people
and they start to target these people and they actually, you know, slowly start to, oh, hey, I'm short $200. I'm over here, humanitarian. As soon as you send that $200 or that $50 just to help them out for that one day, they know straight away you're a perfect client.
Oh,
they actually call them clients. All right. So this person's sitting down and interviewing one person who's fully masked up, voice changed everything because they're part of gangs. They're actually gangs of these people.
What?
One person can have up to 6 to 7 clients, 6 to 7 men or women that they are
in a relationship with.
In an online relationship with. And the storyline is exactly that, right?
Yeah.
What they do is they continue the build and then there's one part of the crew that's called the finisher. Now he or she is the head of the crew that comes through for the big final scam.
He's the closer.
He's the closer.
Like in any sales company, yes. any company where you're selling insurance or you're selling whatever. Oh, cool. I'll just put you through to blah, blah, blah. He'll help you out with the rest.
But
he's the one that comes in and knows how to close the sale.
And he close it. So as soon as you start to send little bits of money, they start to scam. This person has this person that we're talking to, 6 or 7 clients. He's probably made over the years up to $1 million, $2 million.
What?
Yeah, yes. Because what they do, this is what I'm thinking. And I kind of think I saw a documentary on Vice about this, possibly.
Yeah.
I think what they do, so they'll ask for $50, I'll pay you back. They'll mm-hmm. take the $50, they'll give it back in 2 days.
Mm.
So they actually send that money back. So they build that trust.
Right.
Hey, can I borrow $200? I'll send it to you tomorrow. They'll get the $200, they'll send it back tomorrow. Now they've got that trust that they're going to send the money back, right? And then I'm assuming-
Then it comes to the finisher. Bucks. Now here's the finisher. The finisher comes in after they've done all this money back and forth and you know, it's the money, haven't paid you back, I'll pay you back, whatever. Yeah. They get to the finisher and he comes in or she comes in and they make this elaborate story. And the elaborate story is, hey, there's some trouble going on in the area. Someone's been either held ransom or I'm being held ransom or I just want to leave this job, but I just need money to get back to America or back to whatever Western country it is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to cost me $50,000 to be able to get out of this, right?
Mm.
But they say, well, I'll pay $20,000. And because we're in love, I want to come and be with you. Like I want to come and spend my life with you. Can you put the $30,000 together and we can go and live happily ever after together?
That's
and without a doubt, they'll pay that $30,000, which is so much money in whatever this country is.
Yeah.
And disappear.
They'll take
the big payment and go and run. Yeah.
Some people get done up to $1 million on this.
Can I just say loneliness can drive you crazy and you can become very desperate when you're lonely.
And that's what they know.
And then you finally find this puzzle piece that fits your life and you finally found a bit of happiness and you don't want to get rid of it.
And you'll pay for it.
So you, yeah, so you'll do what needs to be done to keep this person.
And this is this is not just targeting women, it's targeting men. They go to the lengths of this, get this, Nisha, it will blow your mind. They will organize and schedule in video calls with their client, right? Their client being the victim here. They'll hire a woman
mm-hmm.
who is the one that they're framing as his partner. They'll rent a room. They'll set the cameras up and they'll organize and start the video call. And she will talk to him, say what he needs to say. They give a script to her and everything and then close it off. And then, oh, you know, baby, I can't talk. Or my phone got this. This is happening and that's happening, whatever. Like full on proper production just to get to keep that person sending money through.
That's messed up, man.
That is so messed up. It's just so sad. Like I get people are living through hard times and they need money or whatever, but like to really like to con someone in any capacity, I don't know how people can live with themselves. Well, it's so bad.
Do you know what the thing is? Obviously these are the people that are doing the scams, right? They're all from third world countries.
Yeah.
And people from third world countries truly believe that the West is loaded with money. They obviously see us as tourists coming to their countries. We've got like all this cash on us. A lot of them don't understand economical systems. They don't understand that to us, for example, me being on $120,000 a year here in Australia is a lot of money for someone, let's say like my cousin in Jordan who makes $400 a month.
Yeah, of course. Right? Yeah.
But the cost of living in Jordan.
It's all relative.
It's all relative to where you're living, right? Yeah.
Yes, to a degree. I was actually yesterday found the minimum wage amounts for the world.
Yeah,
and at the lowest minimum wage in Gabon and Sudan,
mm-hmm.
you're looking at $4 a year.
Yeah, no, it's no. It's actually
in Australia. Australia has the highest minimum wage.
Yeah. No, you're
$34,515.
Yeah. Don't get me wrong. There's definitely people around the world that are living in extreme poverty.
For those listening that think we don't fact check, worldpopulationreview.com. That's where I got my information from.
So what I was trying to say was someone in Sudan scamming someone from Washington, D.C. in America. To them, they're like, these guys have unlimited supplies of money.
Yeah.
I will scam them and I don't feel bad about it.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like the same mentality of people going, oh, I'm going to get a freebie from a big corporation or I'm going to get like my money back and sue a big corporation because they have so much money. Why should I feel bad?
Exactly.
It's that same mentality. But ultimately, at the end of the day, conning anyone and doing bad to any other human or individual is just, it's a sin. You shouldn't do that.
Well, I mean, okay. Putting that all there, you're scamming, you make people think you're in love with them, you might be sending photos and things like that. What does that sound like? What legal business does that sound like?
What, like sending photos to people and-
Yeah, all that stuff, essentially pretending you're pretending you're in a relationship, you're scamming this person, okay? Far-fetched to a degree, but what does this sound like?
Prostitution.
OnlyFans. Clubs. OnlyFans.
OnlyFans
does the same thing, it's just an illegal way and you know what you're getting. People literally think that their OnlyFans model is in love with them.
Because they can.
Literally think that.
Because you can actually DM them. If you're a fan or a subscription to a chick on OnlyFans, you can actually message them privately.
Well, isn't that similar to that lady who created a AI version of herself and is basically a bot that talks to men and she gets money?
$1 million. I think she gets $1 million in the first month she got.
Something basically, like people can just talk to her.
Loneliness is real. People are desperate.
That's how they've made, these big corporations have made so much money, like Tinder, Hinge, all of that.
What's wild about this this business structure, Cian? If you were to go to where do you know where they're from? Where are they from?
It's a country in Africa. I don't know which country.
I can almost guarantee you that these guys have a company name. These guys have an office, these guys have employees, and it's like full-time work.
I believe that because
100%.
They train them and everything.
It's proper.
Yeah. Well, I saw videos of telemarketers and them being, but not telemarketers, scamming telemarketers.
The Indian scammers?
And they have a full office and like desks and whatever because there's been TikToks about it. I always imagined them being in some like-
In their home, in their room, house, in a dungeon.
Like doing some coding shit. I don't know, but-
It just goes to show how much money they can actually make.
Yeah. It's like 30 people in an office. You would actually think they're sales reps.
Yeah.
It's wild. Literally. And these people are on salaries, by the way. They'd be getting paid like a certain salary per year.
That's KPIs, how many people you scam KPIs per month, per hour.
But do you think they know that they're scamming? Or do you think they're just following the rules?
Of no, they know they're scamming. Like I've caught people off when they're close to scamming me and I've been crying on the phone and they're just like, we're going to send you to our lawyer's department. And I'm
you're like, no.
Yeah, I was like, damn it, they've got me.
Not the lawyers.
Like it's mean. It's so mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I just thought it's something to be aware of if you're out there and you're lonely.
Yeah.
Just die alone. It's safer option.
No.
We're not going.
You might meet someone. I'm hopeful for you. Like an actual beautiful
Story. I mean, whatever. But just be aware that romance scams is a big business around the world.
You know what else is a scam? Oh. Baby names. No, I'm joking. It's not a scam. But be careful. Be careful nonetheless. So the reason why I'm bringing this to the table.
That segue gave me a headache.
I know.
I'm really trying to see where she's going with this.
No.
Be careful what you name your baby. It might just come true.
No. Be careful because obviously baby names in different countries have different meanings.
Oh, yes, of course.
And I never thought of this until recently because I have a list of baby names, right? And I've had this list and I feel like a lot of women can relate to me with this, like just having baby name lists randomly on your notes on your phone. I had like 20 names. From 10 years ago.
20? How many kids were you planning to have?
No, just options like boy names, girl names, ones that I've liked that I've come across over the 10 years.
Because sometimes as well, like the name that you might want, your brother gets.
Yeah.
Well, someone's taken. That's literally what happened to me. I was stuck on the name Isla. I love that name and someone took.
Are you joking?
No, Isla. But Lila's beautiful.
My daughter's name's Lila.
I know, it's a gorgeous name. I actually love that name. But I had Isla, I-S-L-A.
All right, so you go Lila, you go Isla, I'll go La. So we take one letter away.
Keep taking a letter off.
So my daughter's name will be La.
La.
Well, to your point, Kian, someone actually took that name. One of my good friends. I was like, damn it, I can't use that name.
Did they steal it? Like actually say like-
No, I never told anyone what that name
just
was.
Just a coincidence.
But I was looking up some of the names on my list just the other day, right? Because I was adding a few more. And one of the names that I love had a meaning that I didn't really like.
Okay.
So I love the name. Now, no one can steal this.
Hitler.
I love the name Azra, right?
I'm just thinking of like one of the worst names you can
Azra.
Azra.
A-Z-R-A.
I think it's pronounced Azra, but I love the name. Like
that is a really nice name, Azra.
Yeah, Azra.
This is my daughter, Azra. Oh.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
For a girl or for a boy? I would have thought that was a boy's name.
Azra. For a girl.
No,
Azra sounds like a boy's name. What's going on, Azra?
Nah, Azra's a girl's name.
I heard the name meant pure. Right? That's the meaning. And I like the name and I was like, you know, it's beautiful. So then I looked up the origin.
Can I tell you what it means in Arabic?
Yeah.
Is it Arabic meaning?
Yeah.
Okay.
So the origin is Arabic, meaning virgin. And I was like, I'm not.
You rushed that.
I wasn't going to say virgin.
Yeah, that's what it means. And it's so popular.
Really?
Azra. I think it's Azra.
So what, do they change their name when they get married?
No, I just, I don't know. But anyway, so.
Azra, I thought Izra, like it sounds like Izra, which in Arabic means to plant something.
See, Izra. I would have been okay with that, to plant something. But
Izra in English sounds like Izrat. Izrat.
He just goes to the weirdest places in his brain.
He really does. But.
He's a rat.
But.
That's how I would tease her. Like, you got to also think about how they'd be teased with their name.
Oh, yeah, that's
a big
thing.
Yeah, I know. So my mom was going to call me Shafolika.
Shafolika!
Keen, yes, Shafolika.
It sounds like some sort of ingrown. I could imagine
infection.
Infection, really.
Oh, God, I've got a mad Shafolika infection on the back of my neck.
It's follicle, right?
Yeah.
Or like shuffle here, Shafolika. Like there was just so many. Thank God my granddad stepped in and said Evnisha's the name because I love that name.
Evnisha's a beautiful name.
Yeah, it's a good name.
You know what actually means goddess of earth?
That's ironic.
But anyway.
Does it actually mean that?
Well, supposedly.
What does Shafolika mean?
As I said, probably an ingrown.
Did your mum really want to call you Shafolika?
Yeah, her reasoning behind it was that she loves anything with shh in it. And she's like, Shafolika. It rolls off the tongue.
She made it up. She just randomly said Shafolika.
And she was like, that's the name. And then my granddad was like, it's not happening. And then he took like.
Oh, is it meant to be pronounced Shafolika?
No, just I think it would have been spelled S-H-O-F.
No, Shafolika here is S-H-E-F-A-L-I-K-A. Oh.
Shefelica.
Yeah, Shefelica.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
I don't
Sorry know. To anyone out there that's named Shefelica. Shefelica.
Do you know the meanings of your names?
I don't think mine has a meaning.
Yes? Yazan.
My full name's Yazan.
Oh, it's a meaning of a flower.
As if it
Shefelica
would...
means flower.
Oh, does it?
Yeah. No, I don't think my name actually has a meaning.
Yes, it would.
No, I don't think so.
I'll find it right now. Hold on. Kian, do you know your meaning?
I'll search it up.
But see, like I'm reading it here and it says that it's, let me find it. Wait, hold up.
Yazan is primarily a boy's name of Arabic origin, meaning determined or resolved. The name is thought to obtain the meaning from the Farsi Persian.
Okay, so it's Farsi. Farsi is the Persian language.
It's apparently a determined man is the meaning of Yazan.
Really?
Yeah.
First time I've ever heard of that.
What is it? Determining man.
A determined man.
Determined.
Oh, have a look at mine,
and,
baby.
And Kian. Oh, whoa. So meaning, Kian means it's ancient, enduring one, king, grace of God. Kian is a masculine name that has Irish and Persian roots. Yeah, and it can also mean, and it's a lovely word to inspire baby's old soul and a long prosperous life. So ancient, enduring one.
But it actually, yeah, it means king.
I wish I never looked this up.
In grace of God.
That's a beautiful meaning.
Thank you.
So.
Yeah.
It's an ultimate meaning.
Yeah.
No, it's a nice meaning. But I was looking up other names, right? Because you know I was saying about the list, like yeah. having different meanings.
Yaz is determined to derail my name meaning, but you can't.
No, it's a good name. It's a nice name.
Kian. It is a nice name. Kian's a nice name.
So if we could just call you Kian. It'd be King Kian.
Nah.
King.
I'm not. Just Kian. Just Kian's nice. No, you're not.
How does everyone get your name wrong, by the way?
Yeah, it's a difficult name.
No, it's just not.
Just the perfect way to describe it is there's two ways. There's key in, like you put the key in, or Ian with a K.
Ian with a K makes more sense.
I don't know. I just see easier. I see it's so weird. I see so many people struggle with your name, but it's like the easiest name in my eyes at least. Anyways, continue.
Anyway, so I was looking up names, right? And I came across this list. This is why I get scared, right? Because I'm like, I've got these names, but they mean all these other names in different countries that I don't like. And so I looked up some other names just out of curiosity and get this, Emily, right? Really popular name. Apparently because it has old Roman roots, it actually means rival. That's the meaning of Emily.
Oh, really? Oh, that's my Emily. That's my Emily.
Okay,
that's my rival.
Yeah, but don't act like you know that.
No, I'm not.
I'm like, you've never said that before. That's, that's my Emily.
Oh, there you go. Oh, there walks past a bunch of Emilys. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. So it means ops. In other words.
Yeah, ops.
They're my ops.
It's my ops.
Yeah, okay. That's horrible.
I know. Olivia, right? Once again, beautiful, popular name.
It means, no, I'm not going to say that.
Okay.
Sorry, I was about to go in on my ex.
So most people think of it in terms of like olive trees, olive branches.
Yeah.
But it actually means strong army in some places. And in others, it translates to elf army.
Elf army?
Literally elf army.
My niece's name is Olivia.
That's a really nice name. I like that name.
Elf army.
Yeah.
Like an army of elves.
An army of elves. Elf army.
Firstly, why is there a word for that?
Well,
did someone come across an army of elves and say, we shall call them Olivia?
You never know people's folklore. It can have like, you know.
That's true. Yeah.
Kennedy, which obviously holds special significance because of the US president, John F. Kennedy.
Yeah.
But it actually has an awful meaning. In some places, or in Irish, it means ugly head or helmet head. Isn't that wild?
The Kennedys do have some big heads. They've always had big heads.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about that, but
that's why the target was so easy to hit with JF Kennedy. Big head, can't miss.
I don't think that's a thing.
What? You know he was assassinated,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I know. He was assassinated.
It was a joke that went sour there. Sorry, guys. maybe we shouldn't make jokes about people that got shot in the head.
Campbell, okay? Which is a surname. But some people have it as a first name, though. Apparently it means crooked mouth. So think twice. Think twice before you call your kid Campbell.
Oh my God.
What?
The name Caleb.
Yeah.
I feel like it's a very typical Australian name. Caleb
yeah.
In Arabic it means dog.
No way.
Caleb, yeah, Caleb.
See?
That's dog. And when you call someone a Caleb in Arabic, it's like you're really putting it on them.
But why does any of this matter to you, Nishi?
Because I want to find a meaning for a name that's that doesn't mean something terrible in another.
I'm sure
in another.
You can find
but
that.
But why?
Like, so for example, Mara, I had that on my list. And it means bitterness in Hebrew origins. It means bitterness.
Yeah, but it's just a name.
Mora. Yeah, you're right. It does.
A name is important. So, for example, this is actually it doesn't really make sense to what I'm to this. But my brother,
here we go.
Named my like his son. No, hold on. My brother named his son my nephew Avian.
Oh yeah, that's cool.
Did he name it after the water?
Avion.
It's a water, right?
Yeah. I think it's a Sanskrit. I believe it's a Sanskrit name.
Sanskrit. What's Sanskrit?
Like it's...
Don't be throwing words out here like we know what they are.
No. Sanskrit is a...
What's Sanskrit?
Like an ancient country or something?
No, it's not.
Sanskrita?
I don't even think Avnation knows what Sanskrit is.
No, it's like, I don't know. It's like it's a sacred language of Hinduism.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then you get a lot of like I speak Hindi. And a lot of it's derived from
gotcha.
Okay.
From Sanskrit and like historical texts. Anyway, but it's a Sanskrit name. And we went to a restaurant to celebrate, you know, his birth.
Yeah.
And what was it? What was the meaning? Oh God! But he said to the owner of this restaurant, he knew the owner.
Yeah.
And he came and he congratulated my brother and he was like, "Congratulations, you know, you've had a son. What's his name?" And he was like, "Avian." The guy was like, "Wow, beautiful, man. What does it mean?" And it means in Sanskrit, without imperfection.
Okay.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. But the owner heard this because this is what he said. He goes, he was taken back. He was like, "Oh, that's so interesting. Okay, cool, man. Without infection." He walks away. And ever since then, I don't think I've spoken. But anyway, my point is, I just don't want a name that means something terrible in another language. I feel, I don't know. I just don't like that. Because I think, nah, I because think names
the,
but have
but you
got
to understand like the reason for that. Why? Because your kid will get bullied?
No, I just think
no one really knows origin names.
No one cares about origin names.
I think it's important
as long as it doesn't rhyme.
No,
just find a
meaning that resonates with you, and don't care what it means anywhere else.
But
like for example, Lila. Now, where her name, I was lucky enough to have her in the first place, but also to be able to name her and come up with a name.
I love Lila.
It was first Layla is what I first wanted to call her. Which what I found was that it was the divine game of life.
Mm-hmm.
It meant
okay,
and then I thought, but hold on, if I name her Layla, it rhymes with paella.
What's paella?
The Mexican dish,
the rice dish.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, people are gonna just go like Layla paella.
Yeah. It's, you know? The rhyming is very important.
You got to make sure the rhyming doesn't. There's no rhyming with it. And then we came down to Lila.
Yeah. Okay.
So. That's how I would go about it.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's more important.
Yeah, fair enough. That's a good point.
I thought I met my soulmate through because I've got a baby name list too.
Yeah.
Do ya?
Yeah.
Hectic.
What's your top name on the list?
Now, don't tell her that, because she'll steal it.
I'll tell you it in a second.
I'll steal it.
I'll tell you in a second, right? And with my ex-girlfriend too, that top name had to change.
Why?
Because it was the same name as her ex-boyfriend.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I still would have named my child that, but she would have obviously probably felt a bit uncomfortable.
Yeah, that's fair.
And I was like, oh, man. So luckily we're not together anymore. So you guys know that I was seeing someone a couple of months ago, right?
Yes.
Unfortunately, it didn't work out.
Yeah.
But I thought she was my soulmate because of the baby name. So.
Oh, you both had the same name.
Maybe it was like the third time we went and hung out, went and got lunch together.
Yeah.
We're just talking about whatever and she brought up baby names and I'm like, oh, I've got like my top name and you can't like.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry, but it's non-negotiable. It has to be. I just love it so much. And then she was like, nah, my top name for a boy, unnegotiable. I'm sorry, we can't see eye to eye. I said, all right, count of three, we both say the name.
Oh, bull crap.
I swear to God. And I went, 1, 2, 3, and we both went, Noah. And I went, and I was like taken back.
I could see you with a Noah.
Noah's a beautiful name.
I could see you with a little Noah.
Yeah, I love the name Noah. And the fact that we both said it, I was like, this is my wife.
Yeah,
like, this has to be my wife. This is so weird right now. And she got back and she called her mum straight away. She's like, "Mum, you won't believe it."
Really?
Yeah.
Who knows where
a shooting star
who knows
in
where the hell she is now?
There was a bunch of Mexican trio that came out and started playing music. And Frank Sinatra's in the corner singing. It was a whole moment.
To the moon. Yeah, okay.
Cool. Okay.
So at least I know we both are going to have the same name child. We'll bump into each other in 10 years' time.
Yeah, Noah's a great name.
Well, I thought I took the liberty of taking all our meanings of our names and putting it together to say what the show, like what our brand is, which is obviously Keen Yaz of Nisha.
Okay.
It's the King of Grace, the King Grace of God, a determined man that's part of Earth.
Why did I get a part of Earth?
Because that's what your name means.
No, it means goddess of Earth.
No, it means a part of Earth.
Oh my God, you'd be lied to.
No.
Oh my God.
It means a part of Earth.
No.
Type it in.
I'm typing in right now.
No, Lord Ganesha.
Oven. I don't know how to say it, pronounce it properly, but it means Earth in I don't know if it's Sanskrit or I don't know.
Hold on a second. Avnish?
And Ishwar is a goddess.
All right. So the name is actually Avnish, right?
No, it's Avnisha.
Well, there's no Avnisha here.
Yeah, but
I've got Avnisha right in front of me.
Words together.
I've got name Avnisha.
So, okay. I've got Avnisha here and it says, maybe I'm spelling it different. Avnisha spelled with an I is part of the earth.
Yeah.
Lord Ganesha.
Yeah, that's what I got too.
And then there's another one that says master of the world. That's spelled with two E's.
Ah, so you're master of the world then?
No, because it's Earth mixed with Ishwar, which is an epithet of Shiva.
Guys, can we just talk about these microphones that keep
zapping us?
Yeah, because you're saying I'm not goddess of Earth, and that's called karma. That's what
she's got a point. Bro, they're really bad. Can we talk to some techs or something? Like, what's going on?
It's really entertaining, though, every time it happens. Because it only happens to you. Actually, no, it happened to me twice.
Well, there you go. Yeah. So that's interesting to find out Yaz's name. Nishi, you've got any boys' names you're looking at?
No, that's what I'm struggling with, boys.
So you're just focusing on girls?
No, I want boys' names, but I just can't find any. Actually, I love the name Ezra for a boy.
I just feel like it's been overused in the last 10 years.
Okay, how many Ezras do you know?
A fair few, and they're all young.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Do you realize there's always like trends, name trends?
Yeah, there is. Yeah,
so for example, in the last couple of years, I've heard the name Sophia so many times. My niece is Sophia. My little cousin's name is Sophia. My mate just had a baby girl. He named her Sophia.
Right.
Like, yeah, I feel like there's always-
It's a beautiful name though, Sophia.
Yeah, no, it's a beautiful name. It is. It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got a few names that are like, I feel like I haven't heard too much of, but I love the name Mila. I love the name Mila, and that's definitely going to be. Yeah. No one take that
name. Does Jared like that?
Yeah, he likes the name. So he likes the name Mila. That's one we've
both Mila Martins.
On.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Mila Martins. I know a few Milas too, by the way.
Yeah, but
babies as well.
Yeah.
I know one too. Yeah, Kunis.
Yeah, that's all right. It's not an uncommon name, Mila.
No, it's not.
It's quite common, but I just love it.
Do you know what I was meant to be named?
What?
You want to take a lucky guess?
But you were meant to be named?
You were meant to be named?
Yeah.
Muhammad. No jokes.
No, not Muhammad.
Abraham.
No. It is a biblical name, but it's also a very common name.
John.
No. Close though. It's like similar to, it's in the same like realm as
so well. Peter, Mark.
It's like, yeah, it's a common name.
Blake.
Think like early. Think like beginning of time. Think like first humans
Adam.
On earth.
Jesus.
Yeah. Adam. Jesus.
Some people are
Adam.
Called.
Adam.
What has, yeah.
Adam.
I was meant to be Adam.
You actually look like an Adam.
Really? He looks nothing like an Adam.
Two of my best mates from school are Adams. So it would have been like the trio.
You look like an Adam.
The Adamites.
Yeah.
I feel like you could be like a... No, like I can't
like
see a piece. Anything
It's
going to
be
Keen.
Like a name that you want to punch in the face. Like Blake.
That's my brother's name. Oh,
I can see he was a Blake. Oh, that's weird. Your brother's name is Blake. Yeah.
I don't look anything like anything else but Keen.
No. You look like a million things other than Keen.
I mean, it's very hard though. Keen's the only one that's coming to my mind. But
is there anything else?
Can we also talk about how we had a comment on one of our videos that was a genuine question? Someone genuinely asked if Keen was a
trans.
A trans.
What?
No, if you were trans, it was actually it was a compliment. They said
if you were transgender,
they were like, "It's a." He said wholeheartedly and respectfully, he goes, "I have a genuine question because Keen is." He said, "Keen's handsome." That's what he said, and he goes, "He's very handsome. Is he trans?"
He said, "He does. He looks trans.
He looks trans."
And he actually quoted your eyes and your weird beard. It looks like what is it called?
I'm starting the movement.
Why?
I'm starting the movement for neckbeard, man.
So what is
this? Kian, is a load of shit.
So what does Kian look like? He looks like a Kiana. That's what. Kiana.
Hold on, Lorna. Where was this comment?
I don't remember where I saw it. It was actually a while ago.
It was on Instagram.
So someone asked if I was trans. Instagram. Look, I'm honored. Thank you for asking.
They said you have beautiful eyes.
Beautiful eyes. Thank you.
You have a weird beard.
Yeah. So that's a neck beard. Yeah. It's a neck beard.
Yeah. But they said it looks like you've been taking hormones.
Like it's a hormonal, beard.
Yeah. It's not fully growing. Oh, that's so they don't know. Yeah,
that's actually so funny.
And obviously,
I'm starting a movement.
Yeah.
For all my neck beard men out there. Trans or trans men or men.
You do look trans.
Trans men or men.
Yeah. You know what it is? It's I think it was the neck beard. I think that's what threw people off because they were saying that it looks like you've taken hormonal
pills. You also have great skin.
You do have very good skin.
You have phenomenal skin and your eyelashes. You have very female-like eyelashes. Very beautiful eyes.
Thank you.
Yeah. And I think the lighting as well, like behind you, it's like a-
I think it's just me. No, I think it's the lighting.
You do look trans. No, I'm seeing it.
That's all right.
Watch some. Why are you playing with the cable whilst you're saying that? It makes me feel really uncomfortable. Like you're caressing the cable.
You look trans. Watch some woke people in the comments be like, but what does a trans person look like?
Yeah, well, that's true.
Shut the fuck up. They look trans.
No, I think what he was saying is like, it looks like you're.
Well, I'm not offended. I'm not offended. And I want to launch a
campaign.
A full blown movement.
What's the goal of this movement?
Raise awareness for neckbeard men. Because it's enough's enough. The amount of comments either on my neckbeard, I get commented on my hair. I got called burnt popcorn hair before. When we went live, they said you have burnt popcorn on your head. I said, you racist piece of shit.
Oh shit, you do look like you have burnt popcorn on your head.
Yeah, even Lorraine starts to say it now. Because she was on the live watching.
Okay, it looks like a burnt popcorn.
She put popcorn in the microwave purposely at 4.5 minutes instead of 3.5 minutes to show me what my hair looks like.
No, she didn't.
Nah, she didn't do
she
that.
She purposely burnt popcorn and said, look, kids, see that. That's pretty funny.
Well, okay, if you're part of the the neckbeard man, please, let's start this movement together.
There's no movement happening.
Join Kian on his quest.
And feel free if you're a trans man as well and you've got the neck beard, jump on board. I'm getting everyone on board in this.
A trans person, an OG woman.
Yeah,
that's trans into a man.
Trans and if man, you're going through the, you're doing the hormonal,
it's a hard tongue twister that one.
Hormonal. That grows neck beard.
Yeah,
you're also welcome in the club. All right. Well, thank you so much, everybody, for being here again today. We love you.
Yeah, take care.
Bye.
Next one, we're going to bring in our pen pal. Pal contestants coming in. Yeah. We've got meditation teachers coming in soon.
Well, the pen pal isn't actually coming in, are they?
No, the segment's coming in.
Oh, okay.
We bring the segment in.
I was going to say they're a pen pal. Aren't we
And then we have the meditation teacher coming through as well. Yeah. We have Dr. Bobby Peterson. You want to get on the show too? She's the one that sent us that
massive toothbrush
package.
You've been using them?
Yeah, yeah.
The toothbrushes?
Yes.
I'll be very honest, I haven't used it yet, but I will be using it.
I'm scared to use it.
I used it here. Like we used it here, didn't we?
Yeah.
I brushed my teeth with it here.
Oh, yeah, I did too, but I mean like I haven't actually properly used it yet at home.
Can you guys send me a video of you using it?
Yeah, of course.
I'm gonna take a video. Yeah.
But there's one special guest I want to bring on. His name is Batu, B-A-T-U.
Batu?
Yeah, Batu. He I think he had a seizure or something happened to him when he was 1 year old.
Uh-huh.
And then his whole life he's been disabled. Uh-huh. So he had he gets seizures, he's got ADHD and cerebral palsy, I think it is as
okay,
well.
Okay.
And he hit us up and he wants to I wanted to find out about how his life's been. Yeah. I thought that'd be so interesting just to see, to get an insight from someone that's, you know, had gone through all that since one.
Yeah.
He's now 18 and he writes music.
Oh, no way.
Beautiful. Yeah. So I thought we'd get him on and maybe get him to do a performance.
Yes.
So a few cool things coming up here as well, guys, plus all the other fun stuff that we usually do. But until next time, next week, have a great week. Good luck with everything. Stay positive, stay strong. And always love here from Already Cancelled. Take care, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
already cancelled.
If you like the podcast, prove it. Like, share, and subscribe, and don't forget to leave us a cheeky review.